God, I keep
Rock 107 Wierks.
Wierks. Wierks. I think you got to type W.I.R. You know? Oh, God, we're going to have to do this. So we're getting into sports here shortly, friends. Don't worry. We'll get to it. But
Hunter,
we gotta talk.
You have to take the lead.
All right. Well, I'm taking the lead here because Brock can't talk. You got his damn tooth pulled. He can't talk. He can talk. He's just trying to make it awkward on me. I don't like it. So you know what? Let's get into sports. Hit the button.
Time for
Come on.
Plan B Morning Show Sports. Jesus. With Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing. Hey, Bud. Stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can enjoy your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes. Hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes. I already said that, but I don't have the sheet pulled up. And you know what? Brock, this is supposed to be Brock's job, and I'm just kind of riffing. So, you know what? Bud Distributing, thank
Bud
you.
Bud Distributing stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or you're at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light.
That's pretty good. That's actually better than both of us combined. All right, let's get into it, man. The Patriots and Jets played last night. Patriots pulling out a scary win there, man. 30-27. Only got halfway through that game before I went 9-9, so I didn't get to see the finish. But, you know, I don't know. I think the Patriots struggling a little bit. People, I think, were expecting a little bit more from Bill and Cam. And week to week, it's just proven to be, well, are they good? Are they not good? So, anyway, Patriots pulling out a win last night for Monday Night Football. All right,
and
get ready,
goes
Buck.
The dynamite.
There you go. Yeah, that's actually pretty good. Keep using that one. College football. Buckle up, folks, because we got a lot of negative stories coming up here. When it comes to all the coronavirus stuff, college football is a mess. Positive tests in the Mississippi State program are causing their game against Auburn to be postponed. LSU has a number of players in quarantine, so their game against Alabama might not even be played this Saturday. Texas A&M has two paused activities after multiple positive tests. And the Notre Dame, the old Notre Dame, mandating coronavirus testing after the fans stormed the field on Saturday to celebrate their victory over Clemson. Sweet, guys. Oh, there you go. Yeah, there we go. There it is. Notre Dame mandating a coronavirus testing after the fans stormed the field on Saturday. Hit the horn. While on the field, they were, you know, breathing on each other. So now all the Notre Dame students will be required to get at least one test before leaving town for winter break. There you go. All right, here, get the horn ready. Here's another bad story. Cheese rolling. Cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E. Sorry to hit you with another coronavirus story, but the annual cheese rolling event near Gloucester, England, held without people this year. Go ahead. For centuries, the annual cheese roll has involved brave warriors chasing a 9-pound wheel of cheese. Cheese down a dangerously steep hill. This year, the organizers just rolled a symbolic wheel of cheese down an empty hill. Come on, hit the thing. Hit the thing. All right, one last sad story here, Brock. Pro football. According to a survey, fans of the Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, and Buffalo Bills whine and complain more than any other fans in the league. The whiniest quarterback, Tom Brady. The whiniest coach, Bill Belichick. That's your damn sports this morning. Let's get the hell out of here.
That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. There
Rock
you go,
107.
Kid.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX.
We all my.
Everything that rocks.
Yeah. I can still do that. I always got time for a we all my. All right. Good morning, everybody. 7:24, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock, Hunter.
Come on.
All right, we're going to get right to it because I want to keep my talking down to as little as possible. I know everyone's so happy. Like, you should get your tooth pulled all the time, man. This is nice. Anyway, It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right, Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets, hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. All right, what do you got for us?
There you go. Well, real quick, Patriots win last night 30-27 in a close battle on Monday Night Football. So there you go. Any Patriots fans out there, I don't know what to tell you. Are you guys good? Are you bad? It depends on what week Cam shows up. If Cam shows up, not too bad. So we'll see how that rest of the season plays out for you Patriot fans out there. More pro football news. According to a new survey, fans of the Dallas Cowboys, New England Patriots, and the Buffalo Bills whine and complain more than any other fans in the league. The whiniest quarterback, Tom Brady. The whiniest coach, Bill Belichick. That's sad. I'm going to save the saddest story for last, though. College football, when it comes to the coronavirus stuff, college football is a mess. For God's sakes, positive tests in Mississippi State program are causing their game against Auburn to be postponed. Go ahead.
Oh, I was looking at something else. Here we go.
LSU has a number of players in quarantine, so their game against Alabama might not be played this Saturday. Go ahead. Texas A&M has paused their football activities after multiple positive tests. Go ahead. And now, but wait, there's more. And now Notre Dame is mandating coronavirus testing after fans stormed the field on Saturday to celebrate their victory over Clemson. What are you doing? Dude, it's hard enough to play football right now. Don't storm the field. While on the field, they were, breathing on each other. So now all the Notre Dame students will be required to get tests before leaving their town for winter break. Sad. All right, save that horn for one more time because this is the saddest story. Cheese rolling. Cheese. Sorry to hit you with another coronavirus story, my friends, but the annual cheese rolling event near Gloucester, England was held without people.
I didn't know the
title. God, you suck at this. God. For centuries, the annual cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E, cheese roll has involved brave warriors chasing a 9-pound wheel of cheese down a dangerously steep hill. This year, the organizers just rolled a symbolic wheel of cheese
down.
Have
you ever watched this cheese rolling?
It's hilarious.
Dude,
it's
people straight up sacrifice their bodies to get this cheese.
Dude, the people roll like the cheese
like
wheel.
Like straight up. And this hill is steep. Well, like, when we say hill, dude, this is like, I mean,
it's a
I
cliff.
Would say,
it's more
yeah,
of
it's
a cliff.
A cliff. And I mean, there's people straight up ragdolling. Like, and
dude,
they'll do it on purpose. It's
dude, I'm talking like end over end, face, feet. Like.
Do yourself a favor. Look up cheese rolling. Look up cheese rolling and then sit there and laugh and cry and be shocked and amazed.
Dude, it is great. It is fantastic. Has anybody ever caught that cheese? I don't think that's even possible.
I want to meet the superhuman that caught that cheese rolling down there.
Unless you just take a running dive off the top of that cliff and tackle it midair.
Even then, I don't think it could be done. Don't think it could be done. And I'm pretty sure they don't check that hill for, like, gopher holes or, little berms. Yeah. Dude, people are straight up snapping ankles, getting concussions. Yeah. It's amazing. It's amazing.
It really is fun to watch. But not this year, Brock, because the cheese rolling has been put aside.
Damn you, Corona. You've taken enough from us. Don't take away people flailing down a hill like a rag doll.
Not
to chase
cheese.
Cheese. All right.
Damn it.
Is that your sports?
That's your sports.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.